Oh, that was fabulous. I need you. All right, it's a match. Oh, good morning. It is. It's really fun to be back. 2 weeks in a row is always fun because I come in and I actually see faces I know. Yay! There's a story of a little girl who lived in a village. And in this village, there was a room. And this room was filled with 1,000 mirrors. And this little girl was a happy, happy little girl. And she would walk into that room, and she would see thousands of happy girls. Happy and laughter and smiles and dancing and giggles. And it was the most beautiful place in the whole world to this little girl. Now, there was another person in the village who was angry and depressed. And he heard about this magic, miraculous, brilliantly fun, beautiful room, and he thought he would try it. So this angry and depressed man walked into the room with 1,000 mirrors and saw thousands of angry and depressed men in the mirror. He was frightened even more so when he tried to hit him. And guess what happened? Thousands of hands came out trying to hit him. He said, "This is the worst place in the whole wide world. I am never coming into this horrible room again." Who was right? Right? Now, I heard this quote. It was by this friend of mine named Janet Cobb, who quoted a teacher of hers that was just fabulous. I wish I'd had that in my talk, so I'm going to use it. "If you run into three jerks in a single day, it's time to look in the mirror." That's so good. It's so rude. Isn't it? Both of those things are true, aren't they? But the 1,000 mirrors is really the story that tells us, that shows us, that demonstrates us to it, that it is what is within us that we will see more of in the world. Goes along with our themes that we've been talking about. It goes along with our basic principles. That which you think about, you see. Well, the man didn't know he was thinking about being angry and depressed. He didn't have that awareness. So it goes deeper than that. It's that which you are. Vibrationally speaking, I like to talk a lot about the quantum. So in the quantified version of the law of mind action is the law of vibration. That which you vibrate is what you see. So if you are struggling in life, whether you're angry or depressed or whatever, then it's only natural, by the laws of vibration, that you see more of that. And so when we sit in a Unity Church and we see beauty and light and grace and connection and love and kindness, that's what we become. And it's easy then to leave the building, to leave the property, to leave maybe even Wimberley and go into the city and get on I-35 and forget everything about who you be. Okay, you know that. You've been there. Some of you maybe this morning, right? But it is a deeper look. It is a place. It's an opportunity for us to take our principles into a deeper state of embodiment, a deeper state of integration. Now, I speak in a lot of Unity Church all over the country, and this is the place that many of us are missing because we know it, but we don't know it. Like, we don't live it. Now, it's not that you probably can live it 100% of the time. You might slip up once in a while, but if you slip up, you just catch it, and you do better. You just grab it, and you go, "Oh, wow, look, I went down that tunnel. It's a slippery slope. Well, let me take this ride because I'll come through it." Just don't build a camp there, right? So what is it that you are seeing in your life? And what is it that you are putting your awareness on out there in the world? There's lots to pay attention to if you want to feel depressed and angry. If you want to, it's your choice. But did you know it's your choice? But what about physicality? Healing's our daily word today. Our affirmation is, divine life lives as me. I am whole and well. I'm holding your brother. Knowing that's true. But what if we took that affirmation? Okay, before I say that, think about when you get a diagnosis or a challenge or an opportunity, right? Something goes amiss in your physicality, and it happens because, not because we're bad or wrong or broken, but because our bodies are our vehicles, just like our cars need tune-ups and our cars break down sometimes. Hopefully not this week, thank you very much. But it's like, if it wasn't that, if you didn't take it so personally, right? If something goes wrong physically, or any way, shape, or form. But if you realize that if you get a diagnosis or something goes on or there's something that's happening that you can't quite get past, what if you just realize that you are in that house of mirrors? And so, you know, I have a thumb that hurts now. It's a pickleball injury from months ago, 6, 7, 8 months ago, that was 100% healed. Oh, shoot. I wasn't going to talk about those twin boys. I just did it. I was going to try so hard not to talk about them and how much my heart is full and my hand hurts. Oh, right? But I could focus on how much my hand hurts, right? But I could take that into the mirror and then I could see all the other aches and pains I have. I could list them. I'm not going to. You're welcome. Or I can say, you know, I choose to go into a different room. Because when I go into that room, I feel scared and I feel angry and I feel resentful and it goes on and on and on and it builds and builds and builds. And then you walk out and somebody's an innocent person in your path and you let them have it. Anybody done that? You don't have to raise your hand. Or you can go, oh, look, I'm here. Oh, look, I'm in a dark room. I can only see dimly, but what if there's more for me to see? What if there's something else that I can see? And you can literally pivot. You can quantum leap. You can change your mind anytime you choose. Now, you might need some assistance. You might need to interrupt the patterns. You'll definitely have to interrupt the patterns. But you can just pivot and you go, wow, look at what's right. Look at what's right. Oh my gosh, this is right and that's right and I'm so happy about this and I'm so blessed here and all the wonderful things that are happening, even if, back to the healing, a health challenge. It's like, oh, I've got this going on. Okay, given that, so what? What else is right? What else is right? What else is right? What can you celebrate? Everybody in this room got up this morning. That is worth celebrating. Right? Everybody in this room will go about their day later today. That's worth celebrating, right? Find what you want to see. Last week we talked about the bee, and the bee aerodynamically cannot fly, but the good news is he doesn't know it. She doesn't know it. What is it that you're believing about yourself that is simply a limitation that you would be willing to let go of? That you would be willing to transcend, to go beyond. What if you knew that divine life lives in and through me and all is well? All is well, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, all is well. In my body, in my mind, in my heart, in my life, in our lives. What if you could believe that all is well in our world? Somebody just said, I could hear it. Now she's talking. And somebody just said, and I could hear this too, is, oh, come on. You know that's not true. Right? Which room are you in? And if you don't like the room you're in, could you move? Could you go to a new room? There's a question that came to my mind as I was preparing this. It's like, well, why do we see what we see? Why do we see what we see? The response is habituated responses. It's habits. It's patterns. It's, well, news channel doesn't help, but it's television. It's we feed on drama, trauma. It's actually a part of the brain function, but our brains are continuing to evolve. Our brains can be trained to pay attention to that which we want more of, to pay attention to our possibilities and our brilliance rather than our limitations. And when we do that, things pop. One of my favorite phrases is, I've been using it for a few years now, it's like, well, I wonder what that, how is that going to work out? And what is the miraculous outcome possible here? Could you lean into a miraculous outcome? Now, the definition of miraculous, in the way I say it, is anything that's beyond your current thought pattern. So the miraculous could be a smile from a stranger. The miraculous could be that perfect parking spot when you're in a hurry at the grocery store. The miraculous could be a full and total healing. The miraculous could be complete peace in the midst of it appearing to not heal. Right? But as soon as we define what we want the miraculous to look like, we've taken it back into our own hands, and I promise you, don't. Drop it. We believe that there's one presence and one power active in the universe. We call it God, and God is good, and God is great, and God is bigger than my limited brain. God is bigger than my habituated subconscious of obstacles and lack and limitation, no matter how expanded I am. Because God is ever evolving. God is not a guy in the sky. God is an energy force, the very force of the fabric of the universe. God is all that is. God is the quantum, if you will, of infinite possibilities and unlimited potential. But we need to begin to train our brain to see. So there's a story. There's actually two versions of it. One is Christopher Columbus, when he brought the Mayflower over with all of us brilliantly beautiful, kind, generous Europeans. No judgment in any of that. But when he landed, when he was approaching the land, the natives couldn't see the ships. They didn't see the ships. There's a similar story about a similar situation in Australia where the natives were so busy surviving that they couldn't see the ships. They didn't pay them any mind. They could not see them until, in both cases, story similar, but when both cases, the ships land and the men start to come on board, all of a sudden, they're there. Everybody sees them. In Australia, what they say is when we're so focused on survival, we can't see anything bigger than that. In America, similar, but we say our brain is only trained to see that which is familiar. That was so far outside the realm of possibilities, there was no context, and in no context, it couldn't be seen. What is it that you're not seeing? What is it that we're not seeing? What if it's brilliantly, beautifully, magnificently, gloriously good, and we simply can't see it? How could we begin to see it? My one and only joke for today. There's a little 5-year-old girl, and she's in her kindergarten class, and they're doing an art project, and they got the crayons out and the big paper, and the teacher is going around supporting each and every one of these little children. And she says to this little girl, she goes, well, what are you drawing? And she goes, I'm drawing God. Some of you know this, right? And the teacher says, well, honey, nobody knows what God looks like. And she goes, don't worry, they will in a moment. Don't worry. You'll know in a moment if you open your mind, if you open your brain, if you open your heart to an infinite possibility, to a miraculous outcome, to a new idea. some of the things that I pay attention to in my world is all the innovation and all of the good. I'm several Facebook groups. I know Facebook is not 100% the best resource, but I have filled my feed with amazing brilliance. And the innovation that's happening, especially among the young people, right? The innovation of things that are going to change the planet, like plastic off the ocean floor with this brand new brilliant idea, or the innovation of, anything at all, resources and ideas and systems and new ways of being on the planet that support the planet. The interconnection that's going on the planet right now of interspecies, animals communicating and being there with each other. The first time I noticed that was, remember a few years back, before BC, not before Christ, but before COVID, right? Remember that time? And there were fires in Australia that raged for months and months and months. And they were still raging, but my global consciousness group, we were just like lifting it. We weren't praying for rain. We weren't doing. We're just like, I wonder what the miraculous outcome is going to be here, right? See how that lifts? It opens, expands. It makes it, it opens me to a miraculous outcome. And all of a sudden, we started seeing images of like the coyote and the deer, like helping each other sort of, or the rabbit and the wolf. I don't know if this is exactly what it was, but you know, it's for point, right? Right? And then all of a sudden, even the fire's raging over here, but over here there's green life. There's new life. It's like, oh, wow. What a miraculous outcome. If we could open ourselves to possibilities beyond that which we can see, we could change our world. And we do change our world. And if you talk to somebody that says, we don't know how to do it, say, don't worry, we will in a moment. Don't worry, we will in a moment. We don't have to have it all figured out. We just have to line up with that source that is God, the one presence and the one power. We get to activate and awaken and enliven that Christ potential within us. That's our second principle. Let that out. That is your brilliance. That is your God-given brilliance. Let it out. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be the tiny little things. Line up vibrationally with that which we call God, source, spirit, the quantum. Lean into the miraculous. Think about an area of your life that you're trying to sort through. You don't have to say it out loud. It's okay. But we all have something that we're trying to sort through. There's always just the next thing, right? But what if you just lifted it up to a new way of being? What if you just lifted it up into the realm of the miraculous? What if you lifted it up into the brilliance of that thing being resolved? What would that look like and feel like? You don't have to know the pathway. But when you know a little bit more than you knew before, we're opening our minds, but not only our minds, our hearts, our very spirits, to make more room for God. To make more room for God. Or source, or creation, or beauty, or love, or innovation, or collaboration. Use the word that works for you. That thing that will open you to a greater, and then come together collectively. Because wherever there is, wherever two or more are gathered, there's more. There's more miracles. There's more magic. There's more possibilities. In Mark 8, after Jesus had fed the 5,000, the disciples, this is us, generally speaking. Well, maybe not you, but a lot of the people I meet, this is us. Jesus just fed 5,000 people with two and five, right? Fish and bread. 5,000 people. That's a lot more people than are in this room. How far would those two fish go in this room, right? But the disciples, instead of being, whoa, that was miraculous, right? They're like, what are we going to do with the leftovers? Do we have enough Tupperware? Where'd all that food come from, right? Pay attention to that which you can't see. Another story of Jesus. People brought to him a sightless man, and they said, can you heal him? And he took the man away from the crowds. This is important, away from the crowds. The crowds is mass consciousness. The crowds is that which everybody thinks. The crowd is, you know, no, you can't do that. The crowd is, we're in lack and limitation, and this world is, you know, going in a handbasket. I might have missed a word there, but you got it, right? But what... what if you went away from the crowd and followed your own heart? And the story was that he spit into the man's, he spit into his hands and he laid his hands on the man's eyes and he said, what do you see? He says, I see men like tree stumps. It's like, okay. And he did it again. He spit into his hands and he laid his hands on the man's eyes. And this time when he wiped his eyes, he said, what do you see? He said, I see 20/20. Just like my eye doctor told me. Come on. It's okay. It's okay. But why do you think it took two times? Why did it take two attempts in that story? Everything in these stories are there for a reason. So I say the first attempt was physically. Okay, so physically my eyes are starting to work again. I'm starting to see that which I couldn't see a minute ago. But the second time we opened spiritually, he opened spiritually, and it was that spiritual vision that gave him perfect, clear vision. And then Jesus often said, go, but don't talk about it. Why not? Because when our vision is new and fresh and different and we tell the wrong people about it, it's easy to get shut down and you go, oh yeah, you're right. I am lack and limitation. You're right. I can't. Why could I believe in miraculous? So don't let the crowd on our planet affect you. Stay clear and true to your own vision, to that which you cannot see. Ask yourself, use this as a mantra this week. What is it I can't see here? What else could I see here? And three ways to practice this. The first one is ask yourself, use my phrase, the miraculous. I can't wait to see how the miraculous works itself into this one. Right? You see what happens? It's like, oh, I'm worried. I don't know how it's ever going to happen. It's like, oh, but I can't wait to discover how the miraculous shows up. It's opening, expansive. And besides that, it's a lot more fun. Second one is Emma Curtis Hopkins. She's one of our longtime teachers, really teachers of even Charles and Myrtle Fillmore way back in the very beginning. And she has a little poem that goes like this. This too is good. This too is God. This too is for me. And I demand to see the blessing in it. Right? She wrote that in, what, the early 1900s. I demand to see the blessing in this. But as long as you're looking at what's wrong in the mirror of the dark and angry and depressed room, you will never see the good. But when you use that prayer, this too is good, this too is God, this too is for me, and I demand to see the blessing. It's not a demand for the guy up in the sky that we already said isn't there, but it's a demand in your own consciousness. I am willing to see beyond what I can see. I am willing to find the blessing in this one, right? And the third one could be a whole talk series year. To know with absolute confidence in every cell of your being that there is nothing and no one against you, ever. Not your disease, not your lack, not your person, not the other person, not the other party, not the climate. There is nothing against us. By design of the universe, if there's only one presence and one power, we call it God. And God is what? Good. A couple of you know it. And God is what? Okay, the answer is good. Okay, and God is what? Thank you. Then there can be nothing against us. There may be a lesson for us. There may be an opportunity to look differently, to change rooms, to pivot, to open your consciousness, to line up with that which is good. and God and Source and Spirit and the creation, but there is nothing against us. So if there's nothing against us, we got nothing to fear. And if we got nothing to fear, we got nothing to worry about. So we might as well what? Love. We might as well just love. We might as well just be happy. Find something to be happy about. Find something that lights your heart up. Find something that brings a smile to your face. And be that in the world. And when you be that, you have no idea that you become the room of 1,000 mirrors. And you reflect that to thousands and thousands, to all who come across your path. That is our work, to be the light of the world, to be our own brilliance, to be love and light and joy, no matter what. Let's take these thoughts into a time of meditation. As you close your outer eyes, imagine yourself entering a room that has 1,000 mirrors. And these mirrors are happy. And these mirrors are health and wholeness. And these mirrors are abundance and connection and innovation and collaboration. And in these mirrors lie the miraculous outcomes. So take a moment and look down through the mirrors as far as you can see. And begin to see something you've never seen before. What else can you see here? What else can you open to? Keep looking for the good, the light, the love. And in these mirrors, begin to get a glimmer, a possibility, an inkling, an impulse of that which you are being called to be. It doesn't have to be grand and grandiose. It can be just a little softening. But what is it for you? And when you find that one thing, maybe it's a little more of a quality you already are. Maybe it's a new quality. When you find that, walk all the way up to that particular mirror. And as you do so, let it grow. Let it expand. Let it be enlivened. And see how that one thing could change your life. Maybe change the world. And see from that one thing 1,000 more mirrors that show that pathway. Step into that mirror and become that quality. Lean into it and feel it, like almost like both a cloak over your body, but also like a fountain in the center of your being. Feel it coming down on you and up through you both. And then look around and discover that you are the mirror as this quality to thousands and thousands of people and places and ideas. That you're being this beyond what you could previously see opens the doorways. Opens the possibilities even further. Feel this quality moving through you. Take a few moments in the silence. Just breathing into it. Feel yourself lifted. Expanded, cleansed, healed, transformed. And now imagine that everybody in this room and everybody watching online or the recording even, that we all become a room of all of these mirrors. Feel that as we join together. The power of the quantum, the power of our community, ignited. Awakened. Aligned. Notice how that feels. Notice the opening, the expansion. And if you're willing, say yes to yourself. Say yes to our collective. Say yes to that which we call God or creation itself moving in and through and as us. Allow this energy, this vibration, this idea to integrate fully through your being, your body, mind, heart, soul, spirit, integrating through this ministry. And together we say, yes, we are the mirrors of the most happy, aligned, magnificent, miraculous ideas. We are the mirrors, the thousand mirrors in the room of love, of acceptance, of connection, collaboration. We are the room of a thousand mirrors. Of light and hope and peace. And for this truth and for this possibility, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. And so we let it be. Amen. And amen.